It's very interesting, the very action on the part of the brothers of Joseph to make nothing come from his dreams that he had, end up doing exactly what is necessary for those dreams to be fulfilled. What they intended for evil, God intended for good. And so we see the wisdom of God going beyond their ability to comprehend, the great plans of human beings. Nothing compared to the plan of God. And so we see in the gospel text as well what God has planned for good. They themselves will plan for Jesus' evil and destruction. Isn't it interesting, that parable, like how clearly they answered Jesus when he asked the question, you know, what will the owner of that land do when he comes? They knew exactly what that owner of that vineyard should do. Yet they were incapable of understanding and seeing themselves in the parable. My brothers and sisters, we are entrusted with much. There was a question that, or a discussion that we were having the other day at the dinner table, and someone was basically speaking about the differences of the different denominations of Christianity, and you know, is it arrogant for us as Catholics to say that we have so much? You know, we have the sacraments, we have the papacy, we have scripture and tradition, we have the working of the Holy Spirit in the church. We have all of these things, and you know, is it arrogant for us? Or do we make ourselves out to be better than others? And it was like, no, we're stop. To the ones that much has been entrusted, much will be expected. And so instead of, you know, asking the question, you know, like, well, who's the greatest and what do we got and with this and that, it's like, no, stop. Just know, if you've been given much, as we declare and say, and yes, we have been given all these things, much will be expected of us. Much will be expected of us. The truth and the goodness and the sacraments and the grace that we receive and are a part of our lives is much. And God will ask us to produce fruit. My brothers and sisters, will the fruitfulness of your life be dependent upon God plants within us. It is our responsibility to receive this gift. And in receiving that gift, to allow that gift to take root within and to produce its fruit. It's not us in our effort that produces the fruit, because the fruitfulness of what God has planted within us, in that which is planted within us, it possesses all that is necessary to come to fruitfulness. Simply looking for a place for that to be planted within. We have a part to play, yes. We have responsibility, yes. We have a yes to give and receiving that gift. But the fruitfulness lies dormant. The seed is pregnant with the life and the fruitfulness that God intends to bring forth. We'll do our part, and God will do his part. Much is given to us, my brothers and sisters. Much has been sowed into our lives. Receive that gift. Welcome that gift. And allow it to take root and grow. Amen.